Hi, everybody. It's Eric of the Geek Pantheon podcast. Where we last left off our heroes, they were in the middle of a fight with Lang, the blue half-dragon that had previously defeated Hugh in a one-on-one fight. And they were in a cave system just outside the Raiders' camp trying to escape slash gain some information. The reason I'm talking to you right now instead of our normal previously on segment is I wanted to give you a little update on the future of the Geek Pantheon podcast. We are going to be returning after this week to our normal format of discussing geek culture and issues and things like that, releasing episodes every other week instead of every week. If you have immensely enjoyed listening to us play D&D, we have a solution for you. We have another podcast that's going to be launching later on this week called Eberron Renewed, where myself as Dungeon Master will be leading Jeff, Trevor R., and a newcomer, Philip, from the Knowledge Check podcast, those of you that have listened to that, through a brand new campaign with new characters, because sadly, this is the last episode that we were able to record with Trevor. And rather than trying to continue that campaign without Tinsel around, who was just such a joy to play with, we decided it was best to start over. So we will post on the Facebook group when Eberron Renewed launches. And we really hope that those of you that have kind of come into the Geek Pantheon since we've started playing D&D enjoy our normal show format, but definitely jump over to Eberron Renewed as soon as that launches. I just wanted to take a moment before we got into the episode to send out a thank you to Trevor Maston, who has moved away to New York at this point and who genuinely made this podcast so much fun to record and be a part of, and I'm sure to listen to as well. It will certainly be a different podcast moving forward simply because you can't replace somebody as wonderful as Trevor, but we're bringing Jeff on as a full-time host and he's going to be great. And I just wanted to say thank you to both Trevor and all of you who have supported the podcast this far. And we are very excited for the future with launching two new podcasts in addition to the Geek Pantheon with the Knowledge Check and Eberron Renewed. And a big thank you to GM Chris and GM Dave, who run the D20 Radio Network, for just giving us their support and allowing us to kind of grow under their umbrella. It's been a joy to work with them, and we look forward to the bright future that we have on the D20 Radio Network. So having said that, enjoy the episode.
D20 Radio, your gamer's role.
Hello and welcome to the Geek Pantheon podcast, your place for all your geeky goodness, favorite fandoms, and nerdy narcissisms. I am Eric.
I'm Trevor.
And I am also Trevor.
And I'm Jeff.
Again! Ale, you are going to use Healing Word on yourself?
Yes, definitely on me. And so that is, I'm going to actually use my second spell slot.
Second level spell slot?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm out of second level slots now. So it's a 2 1d4s plus... So that's four.
Nice.
And one. So five. So eight.
Eight.
So now I'm up to ten.
Tinsel.
Yes.
So they're both up on you, so you can pull out your short sword.
But I can only hit one of them at a time, right?
Yes.
Okay, but if I somehow kill Lang with my first strike, can my extra 1d8 go toward the Berserker?
No, because it's based off your...
It's an extra thing I gained called Colossus Breaker.
Oh, right. That's the idea, is it's one single guy.
So I should probably go for the Berserker since he's got more health.
I mean,
I'm not going to tell you what to do. Lang is blind. Gang?
I mean, well, Lang is not blind any longer because at the end of Hugh's turn, he regained his sight. So.
Oh.
But with the Berserker, he is, like, in a frenzy, you would get advantage on your attack against him because he's not worried about defending himself. He's just trying to wreck people.
Okay, then I'm going to do that.
Okay.
So I roll a d20 to see if I even hit him.
Yep.
With my short sword? Or no, because I get a plus five with my longbow.
What do you get with your short sword?
Nothing.
Yeah, you do.
Well, no, I get an extra plus 5 piercing damage with my longbow. Do I also get that for short sword?
No.
Okay. So, okay, then I'll just short sword him.
Okay.
It's a plus 3. God, but I have to roll so high to hit him.
Do something.
11 plus 5 is 16.
Okay. So that's a hit, but go and roll again since you have advantage. Just see if you maybe crit on him.
Well, 19 plus 5 is 20.
Okay, so you hit him.
3, 3,
so
4.
So go and your damage is a d6.
Okay, d6.
Normal die. There you go, buddy.
Plus your strength modifier. Oh, no. So
5 plus strength or plus piercing damage? Yeah. Plus 3 damage. Okay, so 8.
8 damage. Woo.
And then I get an extra 1d8 on him. 3. So
11.
11 total.
Yeah.
Very nice. He is bloodied.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
Okay.
Tencel did the thing.
It's Gareth's turn. What's up, y'all?
Okay, G-Train.
Let's get crazy.
Come on.
Gareth's going to attack Lang.
Have we discussed trying to not kill Lang because we do have to get information as if we want to succeed at what we've been sent to do?
Yeah, I don't know because we don't know who this other guy is, and I feel like since he's stronger, we may not. But he's also berserking. So.
Yeah, like I'm going to let Gareth do what Gareth going to do, but I'm thinking about my next jump if I want to.
Gareth hits.
Hits Wang, right?
What?
Gareth went after Wang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Lang.
Whatever. Not to me.
Yeah. So that's going to be 15 damage.
Jesus, nice. Gareth, what happened to you?
That pitchfork got an upgrade, y'all.
Okay.
That's great.
I think he's dead.
Yeah, like I was
he's
like,
not, but.
No. Gareth just wrecked shop.
G-Train a coming.
Lord.
Are we wanting to interrogate the blue dragon? I don't remember. I don't know if we discussed that.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that we did. We came upon people we weren't expecting and just started fighting.
As we do.
But we are supposed to come back. Oh, there's the scientist we can get information from, too. That's the reason we're here.
Yeah.
So
kill him.
Yeah, so that's a good call.
We haven't found him yet. We haven't found Ratman.
Right. So we'll deal with that. Okay, Ratman. Sorry.
I don't think I also know he looks like a rat.
No, you're good.
I saw the picture.
Oh, I was like, I know nothing of this.
Okay, it is the Berserker's turn, so he's going to continue to go after Tinsel.
No.
So he gets advantage on his attack. That's a crit.
Oh no. I don't like this situation. I think I'm dead. Can I just go HP? Ahead and die? I still have 22.
Oh, well.
Oh, wait. The Berserker does not have a name on his character sheet, so we do not draw a card for him.
Oh, good.
Cool. Thank goodness.
So it's going to be 1d12.
Trevor
twice.
Sitting over there with the Home Alone face going on.
5, 5, 10, 13 damage.
Okay.
We have one to share.
Goodness.
What's 22 minus 13? 9?
Dude.
I do want to reach behind me, yeah.
You don't. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was right.
I know.
I'm at 9.
Ooh.
9 hit points?
A lot of HP gone.
You horde. Then we're back around to the top of the order. Which is Lang.
Come on, Lang, what you got, buddy?
How much HP do you
can
have?
See again.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I'm still double digits.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
High double digits. 1,000 points.
It's like, I'm double digits, but
10.
10.
No, I'm at 19, and I haven't used second wind since the last time we rested. So, did I use Burning Hands? Have I used Burning Hands? I don't think I have.
No, because we were in the way, I think.
That's right. I need to figure out if I can maneuver.
Can you just grab him by the neck and Burning Hand his neck?
I don't think so.
That's a DM question.
Okay.
Seems logical to me.
Yeah. So Ling is going to swing his great sword at Hugh. 15.
That's a miss.
And his second attack is going to be 10.
Continually missing.
Don't worry, you're bloodied.
Hugh.
Okay, I'm willing to
take the opportunity
to
attack.
Take the opportunity attack. So yeah, I want to pivot just a touch.
Pivot. Okay, Lang is going to make his opportunity attack against you.
Okay.
20.
That's a hit.
Okay, 10 damage.
Okay.
10.
Bah, 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 bah.
That was a lot.
I place my thumbs together and spread my fingers out, and a cone of fire goes at you two jackwagons.
Okay.
You have to do, for each character, a dexterity saving throw.
Okie dokie. Lang gets a plus 1, so 5 is his dexterity saving throw.
Which is against my what? I'm sorry.
Okay, it's 8 plus your spellcasting ability modifier, which I think is your intelligence.
Okay, so that's 9.
Plus your proficiency bonus since you're a spellcaster, so 2. So 11 would be what they have to pass.
Okay, and he didn't.
And the Berserker, yes. Yep. 19. So
piss. Okay, well, here's what happens then. Wang is going to take 3d6 damage.
Okay.
Hugh is going to, or
Berserker.
Berserker is going to take 3d6 divided by 2.
Okay.
As much. So Wang.
You just roll once, and then we'll, so 7. And then the Berserker takes half that.
Oh, is that how we're going to do it? Yeah. Am I going to roll for each of them? Because no, I prefer that way.
No. Because if you would have gotten 3 sixes, you would have wanted it.
Yeah, I would have. But I would have played by whatever, just, like I'm doing now. Play by the rules you just put out. You're the game master.
I know.
I'm merely the game. I'm also part of the game.
You're the game player.
Is it Ale's turn?
It is.
Wang was already bloody, right? And Berserker was as well?
Yes, they're both bloody. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is now Ale's turn.
Yay. Okay.
So. Oh, wait. I wanted to use second wind. I have a bonus action.
Okay.
Just really quickly, just to get my health back up. 5 more.
So we're all just kind of standing in a huddle at this point, right?
Well, Hugh has taken a step back, so he's kind of behind you. So, yeah. But you are up on Lang.
It's like me, Lang. Next to Lang's the Berserker. And then in front of the Berserker is Tinsel. Where's Gareth?
Oh.
In this little pile.
No, did I just fire blast Gareth?
No, Gareth is next to Tinsel.
Oh, okay.
Or no, he would be on the other
side. Yeah, he's on the other side of Ale, because he hit Lang.
Yeah, so Ale, you're next to Tinsel.
Okay.
With the Berserker in front of you.
And Lang's in front of me, right?
Berserker.
The Berserker's in front of me.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
You can move over and attack
Lang. Yeah.
We're not going to get that technical about positioning.
Yeah. We're all close. We're all very close.
Yeah. I'll do scimitar dagger
combo
on
Lang or the Berserker.
I'll go for Lang.
Okay.
No, we want to keep him alive.
No, we don't.
Lang,
where were you?
Oh,
remember, you're the one that talked about the science.
Sorry. Let's kill him.
Seventeen.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Ooh.
So that's a 1d6 plus 3, 5 damage.
Okay, Ale, you stick your scimitar straight into Lang's chest, and Lang kind of, his eyes open wide, and he just looks at you and goes, "How?" And falls backward onto his back.
Yeah!
You killed the dragon!
Still got my little daggy. It's a dagger. Yeah,
that's what tough people call it. They're little daggy.
There I come.
I'm a small little druid.
Buy it in the gift shop.
I'm going to dagger you up.
So you're going to throw your dagger at the Berserker?
I'm going to throw it at him.
Okay.
Oh, I like these.
Okay. And that's...
teal and gold.
It's not going to hit because it's an 8.
So okay. Well, you get advantage on the Berserker, so go ahead and roll again.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I'm going to...
I rolled another 8.
Okay.
So.
All right. So now that makes it not Gareth's turn. Tinsel.
Yeah.
Please kill him because I want my dagger.
I'm going for the Berserker. And so I'm just going to use my sword again because it's in my hand.
All right.
And no.
You get advantage though because he's in a frenzy.
Oh, okay. So that's only 7. And that is only 8. I'm in a frenzy too. There was really fire by my face.
Oh boy. Okay, it's the Berserker's
turn. I don't get
turn.
To roll the extra 1d8 damage still?
No, because you didn't do any damage to
him. Well, I might trip and fall and accidentally throw a rock at him or something.
The Berserker is going to try to wreck Tinsel. That is going to be a 21.
That's a hit.
I'm just going to roll again to see if he crits. Nope.
Oh, God. I'm going to die here and now.
5 damage.
No, I'm alive.
You're not dead.
I got 4.
You got 4. Woo.
Yes.
All right. Now we're back around. Oh, Lang is dead. So it is now Gareth's turn.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Get that kill.
Here comes that G-Train.
Yeah. G-Train. Here it comes.
Please.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Critical fail.
Oh, Gareth.
Gareth.
He did so much damage.
Gareth kills himself.
I really hope not.
This took a turn for the worse.
Gareth critically fumbled to the point of needing to catch his breath. All he can do on his next turn is move. So,
like, Christ, roll away.
Gareth left his nebulizer at the mill.
All right, so now it is human fighter, the human fighter's turn.
All right, I'm gonna go back old school and go at the berserker with my pike.
Okay,
that's a 7. Shit.
Nope. Oh, you get advantage though.
Oh,
so since it was advantage, you don't have to use that roll.
Okay,
so.
That was for the listener. That was a crit fail. I would have, like, I don't know,
chopped your
piked myself
off
in the butthole. I don't, yeah,
probably. All right, it is now Ale's turn.
Yay. Okay, question. Because I threw my dagger and missed, do I have it or do I have to go get it later?
You have to go get it.
Okay. Well, then for right now, I will
skimming tar.
Well, I get a little bit
Or vine whip him like 10 feet away so I can use my
No, I have to, I have to pull him
you can't
closer.
Push him away.
Yeah, I can't, like, look at. Oh. All right. Well, since we're all just kind of standing in a line trying to get hit by this guy, I'm going to go to the other side, going to run around, and get somewhat safely, not super far away, but to the back.
So if you're putting distance between yourself and him, then he gets an opportunity attack.
Then scimitar. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Critical.
Oh,
fire.
You have advantage, so roll again. Okay.
What is happening to
us?
I
know, because we're all getting ones. Still a 8.
All
doing
right.
Great with, if we needed to get an 8, I'd be doing great right
Tinsel.
Now.
Tinsel.
That's me. So I'm just going to go again for this whole.
Here comes a 1. Sword.
Nope.
Oh.
That is the 20.
Okay, roll again just to see if you maybe crit on it.
I do.
Yeah!
I do.
I do. That's exciting.
Oh, man.
Okay, you roll double damage and you actually use your short sword to pin his arm to him.
Oh.
Like, so he can't use one of his arms.
So I need to roll for damage then.
Yes. So D6. Double damage. So
it does twice as much as this?
Yeah. So roll that twice and then add your modifier. So 2.
2. 4 plus 3 is 7. And then another D8. 7!
Plus 7, so 14 damage.
He is getting very close, gentlemen.
What?
And he can't use one of his arms. I feel good
true.
About this.
That is.
Yes. Yeah. His only weapon is a great axe, so that's going to be real awkward.
Oh, I feel like he's very disadvantaged.
Yeah. Okay, it is now all he can do his turn. So yeah, I'm going to give him disadvantage for the rest of his attack roll since he's having to flail around
a
with
a giant axe.
A great axe. Well, obviously he's going to try to kill Tinsel. So.
Dang it.
That's a 23. Let's see what the second roll is. 16.
Yeah, I'm a 15. Dang it.
Bummer.
Oh, when does our armor class go up?
When you get new armor.
Oh.
11.
I'm super dead.
Oh. So Tinsel's knocked out.
This happens every time.
Yeah.
What?
He does a lot of
but
damage,
but I do
though.
Good things.
Nobody's debating that. Oh,
yeah,
time for the G-Train
blew up all
sound.
It's what is it? You burn bright but short is what you do yeah. in every fight.
Gareth can only move on this turn, so... He's not going to do anything because there's no purpose in
Can
him.
Can he move
moving.
By just like jumping on top of the berserker?
He'll do his best to try to get the berserker's attention now.
Hey, look at me. I'm Gareth. What's your name?
Berserker.
That's kind of my thing, Gareth, actually. He was the one who texted to find out the names.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't mean step on your toes.
Yeah, here. Don't step on my bit.
I don't know why I'm copying your accent. I forget what Hugh sounds like pretty much the... 10
it's,
minutes after we're done recording.
Say it's you, but a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Human right. fighter, the human fighter.
Yeah, I'm a Pikem.
Pikem.
Mm-hmm. That's a 21.
21. You want to roll again to see if you crit?
I may as well. That's a 24. Still not a crit. Okay.
So close.
And D10 plus 3. That's 8 damage.
All right.
Yeah.
He is very, very close.
Well, he was
oh
very
gosh.
He was very close last
No, he was very close, and I just said he is very, very close, so...
Somebody sneeze on him. Let's just get this over with.
I'll give him Zika. It's fine.
Ale. It's your turn.
Cool. I guess I'm just going to try to scimitar him again. Do what I can. Hopefully I roll something good. 18 plus
oh, good.
4.
Yeah, yeah.
22, but I'll roll again just to kind of see. Okay, so now, but I'll stick with the 22.
You made that joke in the second episode.
Oh,
can't,
sorry.
Can't do it again.
Tinsel's unconscious. He's singing.
Just in
just
the on the floor. So, 6 damage.
6 damage. He is dead.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Finally.
I'm gonna go get my dagger.
Let's ask him questions.
What's his armor look like? Can we get Tinsel in that?
He actually does not wear armor.
I know that we've had this talk a bit already. It's just been a long time since we recorded. We are, our goal is to get to the Dragon Baby Laboratory that we
the hatchery
that
yes.
we know of.
Ooh.
Now, and our characters know about it, right? It's not we know about it out of character. Like someone told us about it.
Yeah,
I couldn't recall.
Where is the other guy?
Your half elf monk friend who's kind of following behind.
Oh, Leonidas, Leonosin, Leosin.
He's just been like,
I remember.
Yeah.
Chilling in the back.
Bruce told me.
No, I think he's been chilling on my back the whole time. Like I carried him in, laid him down, fought some guys. I'm picking him back up. Okay, so let's jump back in.
Have to be alive to move, or am I just stuck here with the other two dead people?
Do I need to use a spell to heal him up since we're out of battle?
You all could try to shore things up long enough to take a short rest.
Do you have any berries I can eat?
All right, how would we barricade the door?
Yeah, and just kind of chill for an hour.
Yeah, let's just chill for an hour.
What if the eggs hatch in that hour? I can't talk. I'm dead.
Yeah, we're going to chill for an hour.
Okay.
Diddly-doo, diddly-doo, diddly-doo.
I feel like Eric's going to be like, 1 hour later, this army comes in.
Yeah. Oh, guys, you all died.
Yeah.
Lang wakes back up.
No, because now his head is on my other hand.
Did you chop
off? No.
Do you want to carry Lang's
head?
While
you all were asleep.
Nope.
I secretly had one health point left.
You just roll one of your hit dice, and that's how many hit points you gain back.
What is that?
Each of us do?
No. Well, yeah, everybody.
Okay. D10.
A D10?
Well, it's
based
specific
on
your... to your...
Oh, I see.
Mine's a 1D.
Yeah, D10.
9. Bitchin'.
Oh, the 0 is for 10.
Yes.
6. So I get 16.
8! I have... Do I have to do that with a negative 11 I had? Or
No, from 0.
So I have 8 left. 8 out of 22. Luckily, I have a cure wounds.
Yeah. Okay. So as you all are resting and gathering yourselves after that very intense fight, you start to look around the room that you're in. And you notice that this chamber that you're in has been enlarged and kind of reshaped from its original form. You're in a cave network right now, and this one has clearly been modified.
Mm-hmm.
The floor and 3 of the walls are smooth. And the stalactites and stalagmites have been polished into columns. Every surface glistens with moisture, and the air is warm and humid. The flat walls of the chamber are decorated with shallow, abstract carvings of dragons. Dragons' tails coil into intricate patterns and knots that flow across the walls. The creatures portrayed in the northwest corner stand out to you. It's a 5-headed dragon rising from an erupting volcano.
Ooh.
Other dragons, which seem dwarfed by the 5-headed monstrosity, flock to its side. Underneath the picture of the 5-headed dragon, you see a small wooden chest with silver and mother-of-pearl inlays sitting on the floor in the corner in front of the monstrous dragon carving.
That seems like a place where eggs might be.
Well, would there be any reason for me to roll with my history, like do a history check, see if I know what these represent or anything like that?
Do you speak Draconic too?
No, I only speak
Yes, you can make a roll. All of you know
Draconic? Yeah, I speak Draconic.
Is there anything we can read in Draconic?
No, there's no writing.
Okay.
You all know just from the image of the monster that it is a representation of Tiamat, also known as the daughter of Kyber, who is like this boogeyman style figure. That was this evil dragon queen.
Yeah, we heard about her last time.
Yeah. So you recognize her. You can give me a history roll just to get some more context on what you're looking at specifically in this mural.
I'll do one too. I got history on me. That's 18.
18?
17.
Okay.
19.
Okay. So you all know that the volcano and her erupting out of it, she was imprisoned in something called the Pit of Sorrows. Thousands of years ago, and you're figuring that this is either a representation of her, like maybe escaping from it, or it's like a metaphorical picture of like her birth from the earth sort of thing. But you don't really get a sense of this is prophecy or history, but you do know that that volcano is representative of the Pit of Sorrows.
Gotcha.
Which you have no idea where that would be.
Got it.
Makes me feel like it's here.
Okay, that's just creatures. Never mind.
How big is the chest you said? The one that's underneath?
It's just a small chest. Oh. A small wooden chest.
Maybe not X. Do we want to look in it, or do you think the dragon's in there?
I think that we see if Gareth feels like going and taking a... Hey, Garrett, AG Train.
Okay.
Is this the Ark of the Covenant?
Like, are you into treasure?
I like treasure.
Yeah, hey, man, why don't you go and open up that chest and see what's in there? We will let you...
There's a lock on it, and I don't know how to open locks.
Didn't you open the what? No, you opened it with a key. Never mind. You had a key. Okay.
I mean, we could try to smash it open.
What's the...
We absolutely are going to try to smash it open.
Okay.
Oh!
What if it's the doorway to the Pit of Sorrows?
I'm just wondering, like, if it's, like... If it's magical, that like when it opens, like evil.
Yeah, appears. I checked that because I have the protection
of
from
like
good.
The Raiders of the Lost Ark situation. Okay, are we gonna melt?
I have the protection from evil and good spell, but it's only good against creatures. It wouldn't help if an enchanted chest attacked us.
Everyone, give me a perception check as you're kind of looking at this chest. I guess Gareth will jump on.
Is it with intelligence?
No, it's wisdom.
Oh, I got a crit. 23.
Wait, but I have perception as one of my skills. That
yeah.
One, right? Okay, I got a 21.
Oh, then I have a 25.
I got a 5. You see everything.
Okay. Like,
guys, I know all.
So, you guys that rolled above a 10 can see...
I'm just looking at the pretty paintings.
That the... When you're looking at this mural, there is an inordinate number of black dragons when compared to the number of other... chromatic dragons like white and red and green. Mm-hmm. So black dragons are overrepresented here. And the black dragons that are kind of gathering around Tiamat, right above the chest, that where their mouths are open, there's actually holes in the wall where their mouths are.
Oh,
that seems like a trap, maybe?
Yeah, and the holes are like potentially aimed at this chest?
I mean, they're just holes in the wall, so, and they're above the chest.
Okay, we're going to leave the chest alone, I think.
Man, like, I'm just trying to MacGyver something, like, thorn whip that bad boy away from where it is.
I could do that.
I feel like if there are holes in the wall, it's going to breathe fire or something.
I mean, because I could
whatever black dragons do.
Not
what
in
do
front
do?
Of it, but stand off to the side a little bit
poison?
And just grab it and pull it forward.
That's what I'm saying. What? Yeah, what are black dragons? What do they? What do they emit from their gobs?
Mm.
Like, blue is lightning, red is fire, green is poison, yeah. Black is... Just, is it just ennui? Do they just breathe despair? Just
oh, black is acid.
Okay, well now we know.
Yeah, I feel like it's acid that might just come out.
Let's just leave it. Let's just move on.
Let's go find the egg.
I really want to take it, but if you want to try the thorn whip, okay. Well, me and Liason and Tinsel and Gareth are gonna step on the other side of the threshold and just chillax out there while you thorn whip it and see what happens.
So we're going back the way that we came up those steps.
Well, that's the only way out, right?
I didn't think there was another door.
Yeah, there's another door.
Okay, well, with my 25 perception, why didn't I see that?
Because you were looking, you couldn't see the forest for the trees.
There's trees? Okay, so we're going to press onward through into the next room while he...
That's fine. If you could just leave the door open a little bit in case I go, guys!
Well, I mean, we're going to leave the door open.
there's no door. It's, oh, okay. Like I said, a cave network.
Okay.
So I'm gonna stand off to the side a little bit so I'm not like directly in front of this thing. And I'm going to try to grab it.
It's a chest. You don't need to roll an attack roll. Oh. It's not defending itself.
Well, I rolled a 20. So.
You destroy the chest. Great job.
So I'm just going to whip it, yank it towards me.
Okay. As you yank it towards you, you hear a snap from beneath the chest, followed by a hissing sound that sounds like a dozen angry snakes, or like the liquid moving through open tubes. A moment later, liquid sprays out from dozens of tiny holes in the walls and ceiling.
You're pointing at yourself like that wasn't obviously going to happen.
I called it.
We all heard it was going to happen.
Wherever it splashes on the floor, the moisture on the stone bubbles and smokes. Within moments, the chamber is filling with acidic mist. Okay, so you need to make me a dexterity saving throw real quick.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm going to grab the chest and run away.
Okay.
Dexterity saving throw? 20.
Oh, okay, God. So you're going to take half damage.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, because it's a saving.
So you're going to take 6 damage.
6 damage?
Yep.
Are you alive?
Yeah, I got 10 health.
And now you need to make me a constitution saving throw, because that was from acid splashing on your
skin. Crack your pants?
No, it's because in addition to the acid that splashed on him, there's also acidic mist in the air that, you know, can go down into your lungs.
Oh, man.
We were all like, hey, just leave it.
15.
15? Okay. You save, you take no damage.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm so you think about it and you go as you're running up the room with the chest.
run away.
Okay, so once you get onto the steps that lead down away from this chamber, you are free and clear of the mist. So if you all want to smash the chest open, you can, or whatever y'all want to do.
Where are we at right now? We're just on a stairway?
Yeah, you're in between rooms.
I wish I'd grabbed that battle axe. Uh-huh. That would make it a lot easier.
Want to run back in there?
Yeah, do not. Okay, I'm just going to... I have my pike. That's all I have now. Because
I mean, Gareth's new upgraded pitchfork can wreck some damage.
Let's let Gareth get in there then.
Especially since it might explode.
Gareth, attack!
It's a chest. Why does he have to roll an attack throw?
That was his damage roll. Yeah, I mean, he cracks the wood open enough to be able to open it.
I say, dibs! And then I knock him out of the way. And I open it up to see what's in there. What do I see?
All right, you see a string of pearls, a gold and sapphire ring, and a pouch containing half a dozen masterfully cut and polished precious stones.
Well, guys, this was a real bust.
And I say, dibs!
I already called it dibs.
If you had to make an educated guess about the value of everything in here, about 1,800 gold pieces. So, the chamber that opens at the bottom of the stairs is immense. A wide ledge runs along the left wall and drops away to a pit on the right. Many stalactites descend from the ceiling and the sound of dripping water echoes continuously. You're on a ledge looking down that's about 15 feet below you is the rest of the room.
Straight down? There's a stairway leading. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
And we see nothing.
You guys got dark eyes. So
I have the dark eyes.
You can make out the shape of large eggs about 3 feet in height in the darkness below.
Holy crap. That's big.
We give it the dirt eggs.
Do you want a candle?
I'm good.
See, I can give you a little candle.
I'm good.
You can see some dark stains on the rough floor at the base of the ledge where you're standing, but you can't quite make out what they are.
I taste them. They're blood.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's blood.
But we can't see anything but these eggs. There's no like henchmen milling around, tending to them.
Everyone give me perception checks.
It's 12.
17. No, sorry, 19.
19? Okay, Tinsel, you can spot some figures in the shadows in the back of the room kind of moving a little bit. Like you see something shift. You don't know what it is, but...
Is it big?
It was almost like there's rocks and stuff in the back, and you saw like what you thought was one of the rocks kind of moving.
Okay, so... I feel like this is a dragon. There are eggs.
I'm going to walk down the stairs. Okay. Here I go. I'm walking down the stairs. I set Leosin down in a little cranny where he'll be safe. And I get moving. Stealthily, like quietly, but I'm going.
Cool. So as soon as Hugh gets to the bottom of the stairs, two guard drakes jump out from the rocks in the back of the room and start like slithering through the eggs to come up to Hugh and attack.
Okay, what's a guard drake?
That thing.
Oh, it's like a little lizard dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since I see them coming, they don't get an opportunity. Surprise attack, right?
No.
Okay, would you guys like to rush down and be a part of this now?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay up here and shoot some arrows.
Because it's on at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, how far away are they? And do we roll for initiative, or can I get in a jump on them? Oh, wait, these are not sentient creatures, right?
No.
These are guard dogs.
Yes.
Okay, then I don't
I'm
going to
say I'm within 600 feet.
Well, I'm just wondering, if I'm within 30 feet, mm-hmm. I want to, and am able to, in the auspices of the game, I would like to throw a javelin at one of them and head them off at the pass.
They started to move towards you, so depending on how initiative order shakes out, like basically you all aren't up on each other yet, so initiative will determine who gets to...
But I'm not going
to
get an opportunity attack because I see them coming at me. I have to wait for it.
Yes,
to,
that's correct.
To pan out. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yep.
All right, so
I'm on the stairs behind him.
Initiative is plus dexterity, right?
Or yes.
Okay. 20.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a 1.
I got 18.
20.
So, 4.
You don't have any ranged attack, do you? Your little dagger, which one?
Thorn whip is the biggest range I got.
I got arrows. I'll stay back here. Okay. And I won't hail of thorns, you all.
Well, I could entangle both of them.
Would they be lashed together and then we wouldn't even have to fight them?
They would have to do a saving throw. They would be stuck where they're at, basically.
Ale is up first.
That entangle thing sounds rad. Give that a shot.
And they have to do a 20 strength check or a 20 escape artist check to get out of it.
Okay.
But the creature, if they
do, they get a saving throw before they're in it, because they should. So what I'm seeing is its strength saving throw prevents them from becoming entangled.
Yes.
Okay. 8 plus your ability modifier, which is what?
For wisdom is 3.
So 11 plus your proficiency is 2. So 13
is what you need to roll to save it.
Yes. Okay. 5 and 24. So one of them is entangled. One is not.
Okay. Entangled means they are immobile for
one. Can't move, and the other one can only move half of the speed.
It's difficult terrain for him.
Okay, the one who cannot move, what is the limitation on that? Is he Is he down for the rest of his life?
No.
Until someone
on
frees
his turn,
him?
He'll get to make a strength check to try and break free.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. So it's not like we don't have to worry about him anymore. We just don't have to worry about him right now.
Yeah. So now it is Hugh's turn.
All right. I want to keep as much distance as I can for right now, so I'm going to try to javelin.
Okay.
The one that can move.
Okay.
That's a 17.
That is going to be a hit.
For 4 damage.
Okie dokie. Now it is their turn. So the one that can move is going to close the distance with you.
I'm going to take 4 steps back.
Okay, and he is going to...
A dunk. Why didn't I think of that? Move backwards a little bit and try to make it harder.
He's going
to
bite at you.
Okay.
8.
Miss.
And now he's going to whip his tail at you. 16.
Miss.
Okie dokie. And the other one's going to make a strength
save. And I say, I am untouchable!
Okay. The other one has freed itself on his turn, so...
Well, thanks for nothing.
Hey, you know, it prevented him for a round. Now, it's time for that G-Train to roll up.
Come on, G-Train.
Woo-woo!
Let's see that caboose.
Come on, ride the train. Keep it running.
Tinsel yells from behind a rock upon the landing.
All right, Gareth. Do something.
You got that special bit of towel.
He has a special bit of towel?
Special ability?
That is not what you said.
Special ability.
That's not how English works. You can't just change vowels.
Yeah, that's how singers do stuff.
Good ones?
Yeah.
Likeable ones?
Who am I imitating? Who is that singer?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, that's yeah, sure.
No, it's a man.
Oh.
Michael McDonald?
I don't know, maybe.
Yamo be there?
I don't know who it is. It's definitely a white man.
But like sings like kind of bluesy soul elevator music?
No.
It's Michael McDonald.
I feel like it's with white hair. Do you have white hair?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe
so at the side of the dragons, who these guard drakes are blue, which reminds Gareth of the blue dragon that attacked his beloved home of Askelius, you see Gareth's face start to go a bit red and his eyebrow starts to twitch, and Gareth just screams into a rage.
Wait,
sprints straight at the guard drake that's up on Hugh.
Don't get him one.
No, guys, something happened to Gareth. He's doing the thing that Berserker guy did.
Oh, no.
We picked a good one back in Askelius.
Okay, so that is going to be 20, which is going to hit.
Yeah.
11 damage.
Criminy.
Rah, G-Train!
Gareth, buddy!
G-Train don't have no brakes today. This is going nonstop.
Runaway train, never come back!
It is now
my turn.
Yay. No, yes, it is.
I was like, no one else is gone. No one else is gone.
When you roll that low on initiative, we skip you.
It's because you're cowering behind a rock.
Well, I'm going to shoot an arrow at the one that hasn't been hit yet by Gareth.
So wait, the one that Gareth hit still isn't even bloodied, right?
No.
Boy, oh boy.
Should I go for that one then?
Well,
That one is up on both all three of us now at this point, and the other one hasn't moved. The other one's still far away.
Okay, so I'll go for the one that has been hit.
Okay.
And I'm going to shoot an arrow.
All right.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Miss. Dang. Good try, though.
I'm back here.
Just like hide behind the rock and just like, just stick your hand up. Dang it.
All right, Ale, it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to do my little combo with my scimitar and my dagger. So scimitar is a 10.
Okay.
And then dagger is 23.
Okay.
And with the dagger.
Nice.
3 damage.
So you did 10 damage with your scimitar and 3 with your dagger? Is that right? Sorry.
No, I rolled so I missed with the scimitar. And then
what he meant to say was, yeah. I did 10 damage with the scimitar and 3 with the dagger.
It is now Hugh's turn.
All right. I am going to
fighter
to pike the one that's nearest me.
Fighter.
You're like
that's a 16.
Chanting from behind 16, the rock.
That's a hit.
4, 12.
Human fighter.
It said 12 damage.
Yeah.
We're getting there. He's bleeding now.
Okay.
Boy.
Well, hopefully. Now it's his turn, though.
Yes, so he's going to try to bite who?
Okay.
20?
Yeah, it's a hit.
Oh.
Yikes.
I feel like he's got a big mouth.
That is going to be 6 damage.
Okay.
And now he's going to whip his tail at you. 9.
Okay.
Oh.
I could roll worth poop.
No, it's fine. You're good.
Okay. You just took me from 23 to 8 damage. That's or hit points. That's good rolling, sir.
G-Train.
G-Train's up. Come on, Berserker G.
Wait, no, the 9 was his attack roll with his tail whip, not damage.
Oh, neat. So I actually have, okay.
Yeah, I was like, how? No. He bit you for 6.
Okay, I understand. The bite happened.
The bite he hit with, the then when I rolled
he
the
missed
tail.
With, I was just thinking they were both hits because of the first.
Yeah.
Gotcha. My bad. So I take it back.
At, so 17.
Add 9 back in.
That's a 24.
Which yeah. one's he after, anyway? The one that just bit me?
Yeah.
Good. Good, Gareth. Bloody.
1 plus 3, 4 damage.
Come on, Gareth.
Wow. Okay, Tinsel.
Okay, well, I'm going to shoot again.
Okay.
Which one? The one that's up on us? Or the?
Well, I guess I'll go for the one that has no damage on it.
That'd be good.
So I can start whittling away.
Okay.
That's a definitely a hit.
Yes.
22. And I'm also going to do Hunter's Mark as well, which is
okay.
an extra 6 or D6 roll.
So you get your damage plus D8 damage. Plus D6.
So I need a...
D8.
Okay,
that's a D10.
I know.
So 7.
7 plus 5.
So 12.
12.
And then roll another D8 for your Colossus Breaker. So
3.
15.
And 5.
20 damage.
That's a great first hit.
Good job, Tinsel.
You're welcome.
It just echoes. We don't know where it came from.
Ale, your turn.
Yeah, same gig. Up on okay. the same guy.
Scimitar.
Yeah, well, miss with that one.
Dagger.
Go miss with that one, too. So,
who?
Yeah, I'm going to pike the one that's been biting me.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
Well, that's a 13.
That's a miss.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to try to bite you again.
Yeah, great.
19.
Yeah, it's a hit.
5 damage.
Okay.
Tail whip, 16.
Miss.
And now, I forgot last time, the second one's going to move up and attack.
No, Gareth!
That's a miss.
Yeah.
And with its tail, that's a
Now, I don't want to say this, but I feel like I have to say this. He's berserking, right?
Yeah.
Does he get the same
yep.
frenzy advantage, disadvantage?
So that's a miss. Still a miss on the bite. Let's see if he crits with his tail. Yes, he...
Oh, man.
Sorry. Darn it!
Okay, so 2d8. 8.
Oh, come on.
And 5. 13 plus 3 is 16 damage to Gareth.
Golly. Where's he at now?
See, say 13 damage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 and 5.
Oh,
and
so 16 total. Plus 3. He's at 24 hit points.
All right, never play fair again. he's still at 24? That's his first hit.
Yeah, Gareth bulked up.
And barbarians have a D12 as their hit die.
Okay.
All right, so it's
they're designed
turn.
To be those beefy, big beefcake dudes. G-Train!
Now he's just got like a spike in 11, his side.
So that would hit. Yes, so...
Your attack rolls are doing
Gareth.
He's hitting, but he's not.
Make it count, G.
In his defense, when he rolls a 1, he still does 6 damage. So,
okay.
Oh.
So bad. I think since with my Hunter's Mark, I have to stay on the one I hit before.
Yes.
So,
which you him. Did a lot of damage to him, so do
yeah,
that again.
So.
Nope. He rolled a 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Missed, guys. Sorry.
Okay.
It's dark up here.
you can see in the dark.
Yeah, but there's rocks. I don't want to hit one of the eggs.
Oh.
You hate dragons, I thought.
But they're babies.
It is now Ale's turn.
Okay. I'm going to still try to do my combo thing. It keeps missing, but it
you know?
Gives me 2 chances to hit. So that one is a 12.
Nope.
Yeah. And then 15.
Yes. So your dagger hits.
Yay.
Hey, it's all right. It's a little dagger. He's a big dragon.
I know. Literally, like, everyone else is like, on my left is Gareth going berserk. And I'm like, hit with my dagger.
You're just cleaning out its toenails.
Okay. I'm gonna try to pike the one that's been biting me.
Just gonna fight him down for you.
Shoot. That's just an 11.
Nope.
No, wait. I'm sorry. I looked at the wrong one. That's the dot on the bottom. It's a 14. Does that make a difference?
Yes.
Okay, great. 14.
It makes a difference. You still don't hit. I'm kidding.
You son of a...
Four or five.
I hit you 5 damages.
He is real close, guys. He's going to try to bite you. That's going to not hit for 14. And his tail whip? Nope. 10. And now against Gareth.
Can we say that he swung at me and I just leapt over it?
Yeah. His bite hits. Gareth's down to 13 hit points. Handy. Tail whip.
Man.
Gareth is unconscious.
You were doing great on their rolls.
Unconscious?
Yeah, Gareth just got knocked out by a tail to the temple.
G-Train, I'm coming for
G-Train
you.
G-Train down.
No. I got 14.
That's a hit.
Yay. So 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. 7 plus 5.
12.
And another 8. 2. And then a
14.
6. 3.
17.
Big damage.
And when you hit, you hit.
I've done 37 points of damage to one creature.
He is bloodied now.
Good.
After two hits from Tinsel. Okay, so now it is Ale's turn.
Yay. I want to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to thorn whip him.
But your dagger might kill him.
That's true. I have had some small successes whittling away.
Keep filing his nails down.
Okay, so scimitar first for 19.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Yay. And that is 9 damage.
Dead.
Great.
Yay.
Good. Okay.
And then I still got my little dagger. So how far is the other one?
Right next to you.
Just, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because he came up. So
hit him.
Hit him with. Not going to hit him with that.
Okay. Great. Hugh.
Pike. Dang it, that's so close. It's 24. It's 24, so
yeah.
It's a hit.
But he rolled a 19, so close to critting.
Well, yeah.
For 13 damage.
Hey!
He's crazy close to being dead.
Okay.
So it is now his turn. Try to bite Gareth. Or nope, Gareth's dead. Bite Hugh. Miss. Crit.
I knew that I should have saved my second-winded myself. Oh, bummer.
12 damage.
That puts me to exactly zero.
So Hugh falls unconscious.
I'm back here.
Yeah.
Tinsel, it's your turn.
Please
okay,
hit
I'm
him.
I'm going to shoot him. Can't do anything else. Oh, I could heal myself this turn.
Why would you heal you?
Because I only have 8 health points right
now. What?
12 plus 5.
Hit.
Yay. 6.
Plus 5 is 11.
11. 12.
He dead.
Yeah.
Yay!
We done did
now
it.
Now you and I both heal one of the two compadres.
I miss you, Hugh. We can't talk.
We're in the great beyond.
Oh, are we in the nether? Heaven. Are we in the nether?
They're in limbo.
Here's your grandpa, the dragon slayer. Hello, Hugh.
Well, we're going to have bad news.
What killed you? Did you make your family proud?
Well, it's kind of like a dragon, but like a small dragon, like a dragon dog. And then like a dragon person killed me a couple episodes ago. Also, I'm not having the best track record against the dragons, Poppy.
Daddy?
Any tips, any tricks, Grandpapa?
Well, it sounds like you need to stop being such an idiot and get your head out of your pooper.
Now I remember why we didn't go to your funeral. You were a real D-bag in life.
So should I roll to heal one of them?
Yeah.
I think that's my last spell, though. I can't use any more spells after that.
Until you take a long rest?
Yeah. We just took one.
You took a short rest.
So that's still our spells that didn't regenerate on that
one?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, this is my last slot, I think.
I'm going to heal Hugh.
And I'll heal Gareth.
Well, Hugh, you got 4 health. So that's all I can do for you.
Okay, as long as I can go before the bad guys in the next fight, I can second win myself.
Okay, so I'm going to... It's a 1d8 plus my modifier. So I don't have a spell modifier, so my wisdom?
Yeah, it's your wisdom.
So 3. So 7 for Gareth.
Thanks, Tinsel.
At least you're alive.
Maybe we should have traded. I didn't realize how much that you had a d8 instead of a d4.
But I can use the spells in my spell slots again?
Yes.
Or no, I'm done.
Well, no, since that's all your spell slots, you're done.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so now what you see in this area is 3 dragon eggs. They're each about 3 feet tall. They weigh about 150 pounds. So, yeah.
How many are there, did you say? 3 of them?
There are 3. Okay.
We want to just go ham on these eggs?
We hungry?
No, no.
Are we hungry?
No, here's what I want to do.
Get some omelets.
Hey, guys, I have a thought. Just going to throw it out there. Tell me what you think. There's 4 of us, and there are 3 eggs. Mm-hmm. We can each pose menacingly with a weapon near an egg and then start yelling for the scientist. And maybe we can coerce him into giving us some information by threatening his creepy ovoid babies.
Can I point something out?
I can't stop you.
This seems like a real blue dragon area. And there was a blue dragon fight with these people. These eggs had to come from somewhere.
You can actually make a nature check to see what color the dragons are going to be that hatch
Let's
out of these
do
eggs.
Do that.
I'll do that too. Nature check?
Yep.
I mean, I don't have a
14.
1, and I don't have a nature bonus, so
21.
Okay, Tinsel, you instantly know that these are going to be black dragons.
Okay, so then the blue dragon is not mama.
I'm going to roll if I need to, but you can tell me Is this room so large and have such an expanse of darkness in it that we would not know if there was a dragon resting somewhere in this
room? There is not a dragon in this room. Okay. You are 100% confident there's not a dragon.
Yeah, I'm 100% confident about a lot of stuff in it. And I've died twice.
And we can't be 100% confident because technically there are three in eggs.
What do you know about dragon eggs' resilience?
Let's like, I'm assuming, roll for it.
I'm assuming these are stronger than a chicken egg. But they're not like made of concrete.
No,
right?
you could easily with any of your weapons, crack, smash, crush.
But we don't know how old they are. They could be a day away from hatching and kind of be okay.
Based on the height of your nature check, I'm going to say that you know they're about a week away from being ready to hatch.
Okay, Jinsei could just useless baby horses when they pop out, but they also could be kind of ready to kill us.
No, at this stage of development for dragon eggs, if you were to crush, smash. Any like big action against the eggs, it would instantly kill the dragons inside. If you simply cracked them open, then the baby dragons are gonna struggle to breathe and things for a few minutes and then die.
Slowly die. So anything we do is in our favor.
Unless when they're struggling to breathe, we help them breathe, and then we have trusty dragon steeds for the rest of the adventure.
Dragon CPR. Let me roll for that, see if I have that.
Just going to get acid all in your mouth.
Is the stuff inside their eggs acidic, too? Smash them.
Yep.
Smash them.
Taking them out.
Okay. Gareth, Tinsel, smash. Smash, smash.
And run, run, run.
Do we have to roll anything, or do we just smash them?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're eggs, so you take your short sword and just bam, bam, bam.
They're dead.
Ale is kind of scouting ahead in panther form.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the Bee Gees, just rolling along.
Okay, so you're able to backtrack back up to that main hallway that you all walked through, like where the fungus was.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either go right or straight.
Oh, yeah, because it did like a fork and we picked one.
You all initially went right. Now coming out of that right-hand turn, you can either turn right or go straight up another set of stairs.
Do you guys want to go straight? Just straight back up through? Because it's...
Well, you're scouting ahead, so...
Oh, I get to pick. I'm going to go straight.
Okay.
They can do whatever they want.
Okay, so you go up some steps, and you find a room that is fairly well lit, and you see that there are 12 kobolds in this, like, barracks room.
Okay. Just by myself right now, right?
Yeah, that's your only way to go forward.
Okay, and there's, I assume, a door on the other end?
Yes, there's another door in this room.
Okay, I'm going to kind of see that, and then... Go back to, like, just kind of backtrack a little bit.
And we're going to say, what's that girl?
Yeah, I'm going to have to lassie it.
I specifically said, please don't purr into the microphone. It will be in my ears. No, I think that we would have followed him anyway. I was planning on following him anyway. So,
okay.
I guess I'll just, like, I'll look back at you and go, you singing this?
Like, the understanding being you were going to scout, come back, and then we were going to follow you.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. So, you're going to stay in panther form?
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you all going to rush in and attack 12 kobolds?
We don't know there's 12 kobolds there, so we're just going to walk in. And that's the thing. Like, he didn't tell us there were kobolds.
As we're approaching the door, can I look like I'm getting much more defensive? As if, like, I am going to attack?
I mean, you're really stealthy, so, I mean, Tinsel can kind of poke his head around the corner and see what's in there.
Do we want to maybe let him back up and stealth the other way and see what's the other way, too?
That's up to him. We can't, I mean...
We can tell him.
They're kobolds, though. Let's do it.
Okay.
Or do you want to?
None of us have full health.
Four health. I mean,
you have four health.
I have eight.
I could potentially get up to 15 if I really jam my roll on my bonus action.
I mean, we could say that you took another short rest and chilled for an hour with the dragon eggs.
The dragon eggs.
It felt like an hour. We were sitting in there talking about what to do. So, all right. Yeah, we rested let's there. So
okay. So roll a hit die.
Boom.
Yeah.
And that puts me to.
Are you kidding me?
I'm 14 health now. That's a one. That's a bummer. A
I have 9.
I did roll a 10. I felt pretty good about it.
Nice. I rolled the highest I could.
Like, I'm still bloody. I'm still less than half my total.
Oh, jeez.
But all second wind.
Okay, and so basically the way short rests work is we've now taken 2 to heal up. Since we're third level, you can take one more before we have to take a long rest and actually sleep.
Gotcha. Okay.
So.
All right, so I'm going to sneak in. First, because I'm being stealthy.
Okay.
Can I get to... I want to get to the other side so we can kind of have somebody on both sides of these things.
Okay. Give me a stealth roll.
Okay. 22.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You successfully do it.
Okay. And I'm just going to surprise attack one of them.
Okay.
And I'm going to do...
Yeah, you all can... We can do a surprise round of combat since they are unaware of your approach.
Perfect. Okay.
So I have, a bite, and it is 17.
That's a hit.
Cool. And it is...
8 damage. You kill that kobold.
Yes.
Nicely done. Tinsel, what are you going to do?
So I'm going to shoot an arrow.
Okay. Are you going to Hail of Thorns?
No, because I don't have any spells.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And then he's in the way.
Short rest didn't bring back?
No.
Okay. No. 20.
20. That's a hit.
Yeah. And then 8, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Kill him.
Perfect.
Hugh.
Oh, no. Wait, I have one last spell slot.
Okay.
I can use a spell I've already used, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then I place my thumbs together and I fan my fingers out.
Okay.
How many of these bad boys am I going to hit with a 15-foot cone of fire?
I'm going to say that you could reasonably hit 5 of them.
Okay, well, they need to make dex saving throws.
5, so no, 9. We said that yours
11.
Is 11. Okay, so fail.
Yeah! Gentlemen, I'm about to just wreck shop. Okay, so that's 3d6 damage they're all going to take. And so that means... That's 12. Wait, 11, pardon me. 11.
They all die.
Yeah!
You all have, so far, taken out 7 kobolds of the 12. Gareth's going to run in.
Gareth.
Is he still in a barbarian's rage?
No, it's subsided.
Just for my own edification, not reminding
he
you.
He can do it 3 times a day. So.
Okay. Me too.
Boo.
And then okay. I turned 30.
Gotta enjoy these last 3 years then, huh? Mm. Turned 27.
You're getting old, dude.
Okay, both of y'all just sit on it. 2 weeks from today, I'll be 34 years old.
You'll be tied with my oldest friend.
Okay.
Okay, so Gareth is going to go into a rage again, so... That kobold's killed my people! And
use the anger.
He is going to further, because he's started down the path of the berserker, which allows him to go into a frenzy on top of his range where he gets to make a bonus attack every turn. Okay. So,
sweet.
Get him, G.
That's critical failure.
Oh, man.
Son of a Gareth.
He doesn't get 2 rolls for a frenzy, right?
No.
Oh.
That's only on reckless attack, which I didn't have him do.
Oh,
thank God.
Well, that would have given him advantage. Yeah. That would have been good.
Oh, okay.
Attack deals damage to you instead of the target. So...
So he knocks himself
enraged
out.
Into a wall.
Oh,
and now he gets his bonus attack.
That's good.
Okay, that's a 21, and it's dead. Okay.
Oh, good. So, he tripped a little bit, but he's
7
he's
left.
Good.
That's good.
But now
there's not 7 left.
We've killed 8 of them.
Yeah.
There's 4 left.
There were 12 left. I was thinking there was 15.
But
my bad.
But now they know we're here.
Yeah, but it's not looking good.
Can Laosin do anything?
No.
Why didn't we bring him along?
We told somebody we'd save him.
Yeah, we were asked to.
So now, we roll initiative.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
17.
It's 20.
Dexterity?
Yeah.
5.
Tinsel, bring it up the rear.
All right, first up is the G-Train.
Oh, wow.
He rolled 19 plus 2, 21.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeehaw! That's going to be 9, which is going to miss. But his bonus attack, that's going to hit 22. He kills it.
Yeah.
G-Train rolling.
Down to 3.
Okay. It is now Ale's turn.
Yeah. Okay. How close am I to the remaining 3? Are any of them?
I mean, you had to go into melee range, so you're in the thick of it. So,
oh, because they were all together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a barrack. They're all sitting around talking.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just
playing cards.
Yeah, minding their business before you murdered them.
I'll attack the one that's writing a love letter to his wife.
Okay.
And
Bruce, his wife, Bruce.
Dearest Slarg.
Yes. I'm gonna bite him again.
The war has been hard.
So 19.
I hope a panther doesn't eat my face.
That would be really bad for me.
You know, I'm scared of panthers.
They are coming.
So for that to be the way I die.
Drums. Great. Drums in the deep.
3 damage to that one.
Okay, so you don't kill him, but you definitely take a chunk out of his neck.
Slar!
It's pretty good.
That sounds like we could... Okay, before I think I'm next, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, before I do any attack, I take the letter out of his hand that's now covered in his blood, and I put it in the envelope in a fly correct postage to make sure that it gets to his wife. But then I take my pike, and I'm just going to go after one of the full health guys.
Okay.
Any of them. Well, there's only two full health left, right?
You are correct, sir.
All right, well...
Oh.
But get ready to make that one, y'all. Or maybe not. That's a 13.
Hit.
Okay.
Woo.
And 8.
8. That's death.
Man.
The trail of destruction that we have left.
I'm going to get to make a whole jacket out of cobalt heads.
Ooh, man. Oh, man. Why would you do that?
Have a little necklace.
Fashion forward.
Okay, so the kobold that just got bit by Ale is going to attack him.
Oh.
Ah, yeah. For slarg.
8.
Against
your panther AC?
No.
Okay. And the other one's going to attack Hugh.
Okay.
That is going to be 16.
Miss.
All right. It is now Tinsel.
Hey.
Still here, guys. Just at the door.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Critical failure.
I'm still here.
Maybe.
Great. Oh,
well, I was going to shoot an arrow, if that matters.
Tinsel is allergic to cats and just starts sneezing. Damn panthers here.
Oh, no.
What is it?
You crit on yourself. So let's see what happens.
I crit myself.
This is how that NPC of mine died, because they then rolled the decapitation card and decapitated their own titated.
Oh my gosh, this is the end of Tinsel.
Okay, so you do double damage, which is a normal crit, and then you and 1 point of bleed damage. Every turn until you're healed, the bleed damage increases by 1. So next turn you'll take 2 bleed damage, turn after that you'll take 3, turn after that you'll take 4.
Oh, what's your health at right now? 9? Let's just hope I kill myself.
Okay, so 1d8.
Oh, Lord.
Plus 5, 12. Tinsel's down.
Yeah.
And bleeding out.
Great.
Glad to have you here, Tinsel.
Shot myself in the jugular.
Did you put in the arrow the wrong way?
Did it backwards. Holding the bow backwards.
Okay. Yeah, good job, Tinsel. It's Gareth's turn. So G train come a rolling.
And no one has spells, do they? You can't heal me.
I do. I've got some level 1 spells.
Oh, that's a 24.
I think I have 3 left I can do.
Good luck, guys.
One kobold's dead and he gets to take another attack.
Just gonna choke on my own blood.
Gareth kills the last 2 kobolds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he just clock their heads together?
Yes.
Good. Oh. Like 2 watermelons.
He propped up his pitchfork and then just bonk.
Oh.
No, I like the idea that he crushed their heads together because they're damaged enough that Jackwad over here can't put them on his feet.
I'm bleeding out. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, cool.
So somebody needs to stabilize or heal Tinsel before he dies.
What can I do to do that?
You can do nothing.
Cool.
I mean, you could make a medicine check, which I think is intelligence-based.
Okay.
To wisdom. It stabilizes him to where he doesn't have to make the death saving throws, but he's still bleeding out.
Okay, because I don't have anything.
Do you have any spell slots left?
I do, but I can't do anything as Panther. I'd have to be a human.
I already gave him my only potion of healing. Did we ever discuss what is in a Dungeoneer's pack? Speaking of things I have on my person, or is that literally just a bag that I can put stuff in?
Like a backpack, bedroll, like general camping stuff, torches.
Okay,
like
my camping kit has some Advil in it, with that and a bandage.
You do not have a first aid kit, sadly.
Okay,
what if you have a healer's kit?
At this point, it's just palliative care for Tinsel. We're just gonna try to make him as comfortable as possible until it's over.
Make it over. Just make sure I jingle all the way.
It allows you to stabilize somebody without making the medicine check, mm-hmm. and it has 10 uses on it. So once you've done it 10 times, then the healer's kit is no longer good. So if you want to go ahead and stabilize him, you can, but he still needs to have the bleeding addressed.
So I guess kind of our only option is either let him die or me turn back
you
into
have
you.
10 uses.
Well, that's to stabilize you. Yeah, that won't stop the bleeding.
Yeah, it just makes it where you don't die, but you're still...
That sounds like a good thing to me.
I would still. I still need to heal you.
I can't talk to you. I'm dead.
That's a
well, I
point.
Can't talk to you. I'm a panther. So.
Why don't you give me a death saving throw real quick?
Is that a d20?
Since we've talked for a while. Yes.
18 plus 18? What?
Not plus. You just that's a good check mark.
Okay. So the bleeding is slowed.
Well, no, you're not one closer step to death. So, Ale, are you going to switch back into a person?
Will healing wound or healing word, will it stop him from bleeding?
Yeah, it'll stop the bleeding.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to turn back into a druid. And
don't sound so disappointed.
Well, I was having fun as a panther.
We did the thing.
Yeah, so it's a 1d4 plus 3. So you get 6 health.
Okay, so there is another way out of this room.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving forward.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Would you all like to push forward?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Okay.
Absolutely, we're pushing forward.
Now let's hang out here.
we pick up their pitchers and start drinking.
No, I kick that door open.
Is it safe enough?
And I say, I'm here to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum. That's what I say.
Easy, rowdy.
I can sense that Bruce knew these people. These kobolds.
You get cobalt sense when you attach Bruce to
cobalt sense is tingling. No, that is the deterioration of the lizard head that's on your hand.
So gross.
Those are maggots.
Man, your hand would be really pruny just being in that head, wouldn't it?
It's very, like, moisturized.
Oh, that's good. Cobalt blood, the best moisturizer. Yeah.
And vomit, 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 vomit.
I see a lot of bad things on these papers you're looking at.
Okay.
And hey, if you'll just get tough and quit shooting arrows and actually come somewhere with us, I'll use my protection to protect you. But you have to be within 5 feet of me.
I'm not tough. Did you see my Christmas hat?
Literally, all you've done is attack everything you've seen this whole campaign.
And won. Until I died.
And you're like, I'm not tough.
Until this long string of deaths that we've been witnessing.
Yeah.
It's been rough. Okay. So you all walk through the door out of the Cobalt Barracks. And you find yourselves in a room with a desk, and you see a couple guards in there, and that very severe lady that sentenced you to be executed, she's sitting behind the desk.
Oh, man, I've been looking to kick her in the nuts.
And she just kind of looks up and, how?
And I say, well, let me explain. First, we got away from your guys. And then after we got away from your guys, we got into this cave, killed some of your guys. Oh, P.S. broke some dragon eggs. Killed some more guys, and now we're here. Are we all up to speed? You can do it.
Cat got your tongue.
Meow.
You're not a panther anymore. You just
no. There is a druid saying meow.
If you would have been there 5 minutes, it would have been funnier, lady. I promise.
Yeah, he was a cat earlier. He's been a cat a couple times.
Now we're up to speed. Okay, cat got your tongue.
Yeah, nice. No, and I say noise.
Do you high five him?
I do.
Good job, guys.
Nailed it.
Okay. So she is going to stand up and point at you and tell the guard, kill them now.
Let's do it.
Can I just aggressively shoot an arrow at her? Surprise attack her? Surprise, I still had my bow drawn from the time I got killed. That was still in my hand.
Well, we thought you were going to die. That's how you want to go. So we placed it in your hand.
Yeah.
Half drawn.
Don't pay attention to the fact I also went through your pockets.
Let's do some initiative, folks.
Cool.
Man, I'm killing it on initiative today.
13. Yeah.
I got a 19, and that's with a -1 modifier.
Nice. Well, wait, did you roll 20?
You said 13?
Yeah,
but 20 on initiative doesn't mean anything.
13. Oh, okay.
It's just a number.
Crit initiative.
And Gareth gets a 13.
So how do we decide who goes?
Whoever has the highest modifier, we
both have 2.
And so does Gareth. Great. And so that means we all rolled the same thing. So we each roll our d20 again, whoever rolls the highest. So Gareth rolled a 17.
19.
5. So I'll be last.
Okay. So first up is Hugh Fighter, the human fighter. So you have the mean lady that wanted you to die and 2 guards standing around her desk.
Okay, I'm operating under the assumption that if we take the lady out, the guards aren't just going to like power down like like the droids did in The Phantom Menace.
Hey!
Yeah.
I did it!
You did it!
I watched that movie 17 years ago. Or more, whatever. Anyway,
Star Wars.
Okay, I'm up first, and I'm going to use Acid Splash? Is that what it's called? Acid? It's a cantrip.
Yes, Acid Splash.
Yeah, I'm going to use Acid Splash. Now, it says I use my ranged spell modifier, but I don't have that on my sheet since he's not a...
Intelligence is what spellcasting pings off of, so it's whatever you roll
+1. Okay.
+2 for your proficiency bonus, so +3.
Okay, cool. That's 16 against one of the guards.
Okay, that is a hit.
All right, and he takes
10 damage.
Nice.
Plus anything? No, right?
No.
Okay. 10. Let's not get greedy, Hugh.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
That it wrecked him. He is not looking too great right now.
Awesome. I have a feeling she's going to be really strong.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So let's just ignore that, dude. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm going to tell you this. Do what I say. Ignore him.
Well, the guard you almost killed is going to rush up and try to kill you.
Okay.
With fair. His spear.
Fair.
That's going to be a 22.
That is certainly a hit. Oh, I did it again. I keep forgetting to cast Second Wind on myself as my bonus. I've got to do it next turn. Guys, remind me.
That is going to be 3 damage.
All right.
And the other guard is going to rush up and attack Gareth. And that is going to be a hit. 4 damage. And now it is Tinsel's turn.
Okay. So, should I try and shoot the arrow at the lady? Since she's kind of farther away?
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to shoot an arrow at her because I can't be rushing up any closer to these people.
Okay.
16? Mm-hmm.
16, that is a hit.
Hey. And then I shoot an arrow at her?
that's the plan.
So that's
1
6.
Plus 3.
Wait, I got
1 plus
5.
5, so 4, or 6.
9.
9 damage, okay.
That's okay.
It was okay, yeah.
Now it is time for woo-woo, that G-train, roll into town.
I thought you were going to say the lady's name was a woo-woo. When
I put a woo-woo.
Oh no, we got a wang and a woo-woo. That's where those dragon babies were coming from.
Gareth's going to rush up on that other guard, since they're not next to each other. And try to kill him.
Come on, Gareth.
So that is going to be a 15, which is a miss. Oh, that's crit.
Yeah. Crit,
yeah.
Huzzah!
Making up for all them critical fumbles.
Kind of. He needs to do a couple more.
Ooh. Ooh. Huh. Gareth just slashed that dude's throat open. So.
And drank the blood like a chocolate fountain.
It's normal damage, so he only rolls what he would normally get, which is 8 damage. And then the dude is bleeding 2d6 damage. So that's another 6. So he's dead. So it's irrelevant.
Cool. Nailed it.
Awesome.
So Gareth just wrecked that dude.
He's just like, G-train!
Man.
And we're like, Gareth, chill!
Murder! Okay, it is Ale's turn.
Yeah, I am surrounded by sociopaths.
What?
Yeah.
What?
The tug with the hand.
Again, a really good piece of physical comedy that only we will enjoy.
So I was doing the hand like a puppet.
Yeah. I was here.
That's fine. Yeah.
Ale, it's your turn.
I'm gonna rush up on the lady and try to combo attack her. 17.
That's a hit.
Yay. 5 damage for the first one.
Okay.
And then...
Gimme tower.
1 damage for that. Wait, so,
you got to roll an attack for that dagger roll.
No, okay. 20.
Okay, so 1 damage.
Yeah. I could re-roll that one if you
nope,
want
I'm good. Okay. Now it's Woo Woo's turn.
I don't like it.
Great. And I just rushed after Andrea. I was like, ha-ha! And now it's her turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
You are right.
That's what happened.
In front of her.
Yeah.
What are her attacks?
So she raises her hands and radiant light starts emitting from them, just staring at you, Ale, and she kind of turns her hands to where palms are up and raises them, and these fiendish-looking creatures kind of emerge from the ground and are just kind of snarling and staring at all of you.
We probably should have killed her first. Okay.
No, Nanette.
Wait, so now we have new creatures that we have to...
It's a spell, so it's kind of like your analogy earlier with Star Wars. If you kill her, you get a sense these guys are gonna go down for the count.
But do they have a turn? Is what I'm asking.
They will deal damage to you as part of her turn.
Okay. So they're not a separate entity that's in the fight now.
Okay, so now it is.
Can I just glance over at Tinsel like, kill me,
Hugh Fighter the Human Fighter? It is your turn.
That stupid card has like 2 left, and I really probably should take him out, but I also really probably should.
I got arrows. He's right up on her. So
okay, let me just finish this guy.
Just kill him off.
I'm going to use a trusty pike.
What? Okay.
It's 20.
That's a hit.
6.
He's
seven,
so dead.
9.
You just stab him in the to face with your
and
Podcon.
Now I'm going to use Second Wind as my bonus action. That's four.
Yay.
You got your points back?
A little bit.
Okay, so both the guards are dead.
Yeah, bang.
So that is Tinsel's turn now.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and shoot her again.
Okay.
That would be great.
Six, so 11.
No. So it is now Gareth's turn, so he's going to rush up to her to attack her in his blind rage of murder.
Good. It'd be great if she could be taken out before these putty men get a chance to...
Well, here's the thing. As soon as... Because the guys are kind of circling around her mm-hmm. and around you now because you're up on her.
Mm-hmm.
So Gareth rushes into this circle of dudes, and he has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's not the best with savings.
Or wisdom.
So they just, like, circle West Side Storying around the both of us.
When you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
I've watched countless hours of musical theater productions. And literally, what I know of West Side Story is this.
Is the snapping.
They snap. And I think I was in a choir when I was in college and we did a song from it. It's cool. Cool is from West Side Story, right?
Boy.
Yeah, that one.
Boy.
I hated that song.
Gareth failed his saving throw.
Oh, no.
By one. Just barely missed it. So he takes...
A lot. That's a lot.
Oh, my.
That's a lot. That's three dies worth of damage.
Oh, my.
So that is 13 damage.
Yikes.
Oh. Gareth's down to one hit point. Lord, and it's just like this gross necrotic kind of energy, like saps the life out of Gareth. And he's hurting in a bad way. Ale, since you are starting your turn, you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Even though I'm already in it?
Because you're already in it.
Oh, okay.
If you enter or start your turn in it.
12.
I am going to stay back here.
Yeah. Shooting arrows from back here, guys. Listen, what are you doing?
I got 120 firebolt.
Golly. Okay. I got 8 life.
Okay. And now it is your turn. So do what you will.
Good luck.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay.
Let's just do it. Well, missed with the first one. And dagger.
Crit.
20. Crit. Please let me. Can I shove the dagger like through her chin? That would be great.
Eric's going to be so pissed if we do away with this one. I was kind of thinking maybe we try to not kill her.
But then she has those creatures.
Like we get her down to one hit point and make her call it off. After she's bloodied, I'm going to try to negotiate with her before I do my final turn.
That sounds like a
turn. But she may die right here. So
knockback. Double damage and target is pushed 1d6 feet directly away. We're going to roll 1d6 times 5 and that's how many feet she gets pushed back.
Okay, so I do damage first.
Yeah, so roll that twice.
Twice. One. This is...
Here comes another one. Nope, four damage.
4 damage, and then I push her 4d6 away?
Roll 1d6.
Yeah.
So 10. She gets pushed back 10 feet.
10, okay.
From your dagger stab, just...
do her creatures roll back with her? Like,
yes,
are
they stay around her.
Okay.
So he and I... How big is that radius? I just want to know if I'm still in this circle, or if I... Like, me and Gareth are a little safe now.
Because that could have turned out to be a happy accident.
They can emit up to 15 feet out. So, yeah, you're still in there.
So I just get, like, I push her a bit to get them closer to me.
Yeah, but you could now take a step back out of it without incurring an opportunity attack from her. So that is a happy accident.
Yeah, I'm going to step right outside.
Okay. Cool. So Gareth's still in it, but you are not. So now
I can't grab him, can I? Like as I like and like yank him with me?
No.
Okay, then I'll just step out.
Oh, and actually, never mind. You don't need to step back because you did damage to her. You broke her concentration and broke the spell.
Oh, okay.
So cool.
Nice.
Super nice.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Is she bloodied?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to try and talk to her?
Okay. I think it's my turn, but I'll wait. I'll wait until Aaron.
No, it's her turn.
Well,
so
dunk.
Probably not yet.
Ah, dip.
Oh, ma'am, I love your boots. I know we didn't have a good conversation last time we talked.
Yeah, things have definitely gone off on the wrong foot. I can't remember. I know we talked to her at the campsite, and I'm sure that I said some just stupid and probably derogatory.
You were more charismatic than I was.
Well, that's just life.
Yeah, because remember you flirted with her, and she was like, well, like, okay.
Oh.
Wasn't that her?
Yeah, and I still haven't hit her.
I kind of did.
Hey, I attacked your guard, but not you.
Girl.
You are a lovely woman.
Girl. I guess it's gonna come down to...
I know my friends hit you.
I was like, if I have a chance, it's going to come down to who she attacks this time. Because if she goes after old Hugh, I don't think she's interested in me spinning my yarns for her.
Okay, she is going to cast Healing Word on herself using a higher spell casting slot.
What? How high? You have a lot of dice.
Holy bajoli.
She is no longer bloodied.
Well, clearly.
So she seems invigorated and ready to continue the fight. Oh, Healing Word is a bonus action. I forgot that. So she gets to do another thing. Are you just exhausted?
Wait, I'm confused. How does it work then? This is just so I understand these things better. If it's a bonus action, how is it a spell slot take up as well?
Because that's the cost of it.
Okay, so wizards bonus actions can cost a spell slot. Okay.
I'm looking at you, Tinsel.
Well, now I have to hurt her again.
That's insane. Oh, I didn't mean looking to you to talk to her. I meant just to hurt her.
Yeah, whose turn is it?
Yeah, I'll talk to her. I'm going to hurt you.
Because if I'm after her, I'm going to have to.
I think it's her than you.
Yeah, it's no longer.
Okay, she reaches out towards Ale and kind of like, almost like she's pantomiming holding a weapon and like jumps her arm out. And in front of you, Ale, a massive greatsword like appears just floating in the air and it slashes at you. So that's going to be a 21.
Surprisingly, it hits.
Oh, that's max damage. So that's going to be 12 damage.
Well, I'm gone. Sorry. Okay. Bye everybody.
Hugh, it is your turn.
Talking is not... does not eat up action, right?
If you then have to make a roll, like if you're trying to do an intimidate check or something to get them to back down, that's an action. Just talking? No.
So I can't be like, look, we've killed some guys, you've killed some guys.
If you're trying to affect change in the situation with your words, that counts as your action.
Okay, well then, she's clearly not interested in negotiating right now because...
Pike her.
I'm going to... No, I'm not going to pike her. I'm going to stay away.
Well, that spell is done, so you can get in melee range of her again.
Until she casts that spell again.
Well, yeah.
So I'm going to stay 120 feet or...
120 feet.
Well, that's how far my range is on this, so I'm good. How far away am I from her?
I would say about 30 feet.
Was it 30? That's what I thought. 20 or 30. Okay, so I'm going to firebolt. I'm going to firebolt. That's an 8.
Nope.
Well, guys.
Close.
I say, next one's coming at you. Are you sure you don't want to?
Warning shot.
I was just one across the bow, honey.
All right, Tinsel, it's your turn.
12.
Nope. All right, Gareth. Going to try to save the day. So that's going to be, he rushes up. Let's see if he does any better. Nope. So 21 hits. So 10 damage. Okay. She's back to bloody.
Okay, Gareth, thank you.
Nice work, Gareth. We rolled a crit on her, and she's fine.
Well, she did do that healing word thing, so.
Which, can she do that again? Oh, because it...
I mean, it's contingent on spell slots and things like that.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Because like mine, my bonus action, I can do it once and then need a rest. But if it's the kind that burns a spell slot, there is a chance that she could...
Do it again.
Do it again. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and Ale?
Is dead.
Go and give me a death saving throw.
8.
Okay, so that's one failed death saving throw. So go and...
somebody I really don't want to die. So
somebody could run up and use his healer's kit to stabilize him to where he doesn't have to make those death saving throws.
Oh, his kit?
My own kit?
Yeah, because nobody... Do you have a healer's kit on you?
I don't think
anybody else does. So
I have did Explorer's
you
kit.
Did you use your healer's kit on
no,
him
I
earlier?
I used magic on him.
Okay.
I have a flute.
Yeah, he was real concerned about burning up one of those healer kits on you, but I bet he'd be okay if we did it to him. I bet he'd be fine with that.
Okay.
Since she's bloodied and we just keep trying to kill her.
But that's an action, right?
It's her turn.
That would be forfeiting an attack.
Yes, that would be an action.
Let's see how you do on your next one.
We'll see. Yeah.
Okay, so now it is her turn. So she is going to, as a bonus action, move that great sword over and attack Gareth.
Oh, it's still...
Yeah, it's still there. Still
I reach out and grab it. I'm like, I got a sword!
Yay.
Nailed it.
Oof. Yep. And Gareth's down.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Dropping like flies, folks.
All right. It's you and me, Kringle.
Here we go. It's your turn.
I know.
Yep. You fighter, the human fighter.
Firebolt. That's an 18.
That's a hit.
That's a hit. Come on, get her.
And that's 4, 7.
I'm really disappointed. You haven't screamed how you live in a while.
Well, I decided that's a terrible catchphrase, and I've got to think of a better one.
I like it.
It's my turn.
Please. I have to hit her.
She's got to be close to dying.
I say from beyond.
Oh, darkness, my old friend.
That is not going to hit.
Okay. So now her magic stabby stab stab sword is going to make its way to...
Wait, she gets to go again?
She went, you went, Tinsel went.
Everyone else is dead.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Gareth needs to make his death saving throw. He passes.
17.
Yay.
You pass. Right. So that's one failed, one.
You got to get three of one of them, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so she, as a bonus action, is going to move the sword to attack odd numbers where Tinsel, so she's going to attack Tinsel. That's crit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This might be the end.
What's her range on this sword?
If I die young, bury me in satin.
She is bloody again, right? We've established that she's bloody. Okay.
I hope it's one like the one I had, like, oh, you get knocked back a little bit.
Shattered jaw. So you take double damage and you cannot speak or bite until healed.
Is there a chance the sword got confused and it was Bruce's jaw that got shattered? No.
I can still talk through Bruce.
That's how that works.
I've got a nature.
15 damage.
Yeah, I'm dead.
How many hit points did you have?
Six.
Six. So you're unconscious. Okay, Hugh.
Okay.
Human.
Now it's personal.
Oh, I can't talk.
No, you could run. I mean,
leave our body.
Bye.
This series will continue with Hugh finding new people to adventure with.
You know what? I kind of like the sound of that. Hugh Manfighter. the Chronicles of Hugh. No, I she's taking out all my boys and Tinsel. And so she's 30 feet from me. Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right. I'm closing in with the pike and I'm going to finish her off because I believe that I can. That's a 20.
Yeah.
And 11 damage.
She is so close.
Oh my gosh.
So close.
You don't need to heal up or anything, do you?
I couldn't if I wanted to. But I'm good. Okay, I mean,
I didn't know.
Like, yeah, I know that she could easily do 15 damage to me. Or so.
Saving throw.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a failure. So mark that in your sheet. Gareth goes. Fail.
Hey, 14.
So two successes for you.
It's not bad. Still be unconscious. But like,
okay, she is going to...
I say, wait. Are you sure you want to do this? Okay, well, it's worth a shot, right? I mean, I get it. Was it the dragon eggs? I admit, we may have gotten a little hasty with smashing the dragon eggs, but we just really hate dragons. See? No, you're unconscious now, too. You can't even do that.
Yeah, so you just have like a messed up jaw. And
I don't like that he's researching, like, what can I do? What can I do to really hurt him? I don't like
having to figure out all the stats.
Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Before she even does anything?
She extends her hand out to you kind of like this.
Okay, is that intelligence modifier? No, wisdom. I have it right there. Okay. Yeah. That's big zero. 9.
You feel magical force hold you in place perfectly still.
You gotta be kidding me.
What she doesn't know
she has the force
is that I am into that.
And then what I misread and the reason I made that face is that like spectral sword thing that she's been swinging around. Attacking with that is a bonus action. So she could have been doing other stuff on her turn this whole time.
Oh, balls.
So she's going to attack Hugh with advantage because Hugh cannot move to defend himself. So that's 18. Let's see if she crits. No.
Wait, Ty goes to the attacker, right?
Yes.
Bummer.
So that's going to be 10 damage.
Okay.
How long does that last?
Jeff can make another wisdom saving throw to try to break free. So,
and that is not my action, though, right? I mean, I can't do anything.
No. That's not your action.
If I break free, I can attack her.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So it is now back around to the top. So Hugh, give us your wisdom saving throw. Nope.
Fudge beans.
When did it have to be over?
Her spell casting DC.
Okay.
Tinsel. Like, you're paralyzed.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
So that's a second failed saving throw for Tinsel.
And I can't help you guys because I am paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Gareth. Success.
Failure.
So two and two.
Two and two. This is... Real hairy.
Okay, so she is going to just kind of laugh for a second.
Is my mouth paralyzed? Can I go, you?
So she's going to cast Healing Word on herself.
I think Eric's really wanting this to just be over.
Yeah, like,
no, this is how it's gone. I mean,
dice or dice, man.
This is dicey. Oh, I'm dead.
So, you so that's a hit. Let's see. Okay. So 9 damage.
Dead. Unconscious.
Okay.
Okay, Eric.
Well, this took a bad turn.
This is the worst thing.
Shown up dead.
Mm-hmm. I've never done a total party kill before. I mean, you all aren't technically dead. You could be captured if you all don't hate me so much for killing all your characters.
We should all make another throw to see if we live through it.
Oh, yeah. We got it. Yep. So
the final, because I have one left. One chance.
Gareth is stabilized.
Gareth moves on.
Gareth will live another day.
I
Tinsel!
Tinsel's dead.
No!
Tinsel is dead.
For real? I'm sad.
Well, let me...
Oh, man.
Okay, I got 3, so I'm good.
Ale and Gareth live, but Tinsel is but a memory.
Oh,
I will remember you.
Mia. Far. Wherever you are.
Okay, well.
Seems as good a time as any to make this announcement.
So this was going to be the last time we got to play with Trevor. And I swear to God, like we talked about setting up some epic death for Tinsel. And but instead, Tinsel died with a whimper and just
a broken jaw.
So
can he at least die, like looking into the eyes of his cobalt hand?
Him and Bruce just
Hugh, listen to me, bury me with Bruce.
And I'm gonna say I'm currently paralyzed. Otherwise, I already would have kicked Bruce into a fire.
Okay, so
Dungeon Master,
I'll make sure you and Bruce live happily ever after.
Well,
tell Santa. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you all so much for listening.
So sad.
And yeah, go ahead and submit any eulogies for Tinsel on the Facebook group. And so thank you, Trevor, for being a part of the Geek Pantheon. And maybe someday
I'll always be a part of it.
Well, yes. But maybe someday your path will bring you back to this table.
He's the first alum.
Yeah. Oh, I graduated.
And hope you continue to carry your love of D&D onto New York City and play there. So, yeah. Well, thank you all for listening. For the last time, I am Eric.
I'm Trevor.
And I'm also Trevor.
Jeff.
And we are the Geek Pantheon.
And so are you. I've never said it.